You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
What are you hearing regarding the Astros and the trade deadline? Who are they most connected to?
Well, they're kind of all over the mat, Patrick. I mean, they're, you know, talking to the Twins about Carlos Correa, talking to St. Louis Cardinals about Nolan Arenado, hanging on the fringe with the Diamondbacks about Eugenio Suarez, talking to the Padres about Dylan Cease, looking for an outfielder. So, yeah, they're everywhere.
All right, that was Bob Nightingale of USA Today. He was on with the Area 45 guys last night, Patrick Creighton and Sean Bajani.
He was very specific. I like that.
He's good. Bob Nightingale is
direct.
He's very plugged in. The guys have him on pretty frequently throughout the season. You need to be listening to our station, not just throughout the day, but at night as well. Sean and Patrick do an excellent job. That cut was already obsoleted. It's already obsoleted because when they had this conversation last night, Eugenio Suarez had not been traded back to the Mariners. But he has been. If you're just waking up this morning, the Mariners, who are five games back of the Astros and tied with the Rangers all of a sudden have re-entered the situation here. The Mariners trade three prospects, including their number nine prospect, first baseman Tyler Locklear, for Eugenio Suarez. So he's back with the Mariners. He's having a huge year. Power-wise, he did get hit in the hand with a pitch earlier this week, and there was thought when people saw that clip on social media, like, oh, crap, there goes one of the big pieces at the deadline here available. But indeed, he's going back to Seattle. So that's a big move. You know, Seattle has not been able to catch the Astros through these last few years, even though they've built a decent nucleus. But it's been mostly because of offense, not because of pitching. So that's a big move. We'll reiterate, the Astros did make a trade last night. They make a trade with the Orioles. Ramon Urias, an infielder who several people have pointed out on the text page, won a Gold Glove a few years ago. Decent hitter who can probably keep the baton passed in the middle of the lineup. Doesn't hit for big pop. Maybe got like 20 home run type of power. He's got eight bombs this year, but a capable major leaguer. And we'll see if this ends up, B. Scott, being the solution for the Astros at third base. They traded. I know a lot of you are going to be wondering who they traded. The Astros traded a minor league pitcher named Twine Palmer. I don't think that's a real person.
No. Yeah, I think that they made that up.
That feels like
I think you made that up.
MLB 2K name.
I don't think you would make that up, but I think the Astros might.
Twine Palmer. You know, Twine Palmer is an excellent
AI.
It's an excellent rodeo cowboy name. You ever go to the rodeo and look at all the rodeo cowboy names, and you're like, that kid was named, you know, they're always like, Cole Rockface.
Yeah,
you know,
named like, to be a, exactly. You know, like, named to be a cowboy.
Dirt McGritty. You know, guy is supposed to be a cowboy. Twine Palmer. I don't know what he's doing pitching. I don't know if he exists. That doesn't sound like a real name. But anyways, the Astros pick up a third
baseman. No, he definitely seems like somebody that you could hear at the rodeo at one of those. Yeah. Like you're waiting on the concert to start, and you're like, "There's more barrel racing. There's another one of these little deal." Yeah. So, but to the point about the Astros and the Eugenio Suarez trade, I think is significant in two ways. That, you know, as you heard from the audio that we played coming in, that the Astros were at least in on this conversation. In on the possibility, who knows how close they were actually going to get, but they were in on the conversation, didn't get them, And not only do they not get him, but he goes to a division foe and the division foe that's, you know, on their heels. And is this is the one thing that they're lacking, the one thing that they need, which is what the trade deadline is obviously for. And that's the story of the Mariners, right? Really, really good pitching.
Yeah.
Can't hit their way out of a paper bag. So they get Yeniel Suarez back. You don't get him. It'll be interesting to see if at all that changes sort of the dynamic of this race going, you know, going forward because of how good he's been, honestly.
That's a big bat, man. That is a big bat for them to get, a big power bat. Look, any of these trade targets that involves a bidding war,
yeah,
the Astros are probably going to lose that bidding war. They're not sitting at the table right now with stacks of chips in front of them. You know, they're going to have to find some distressed assets or some guys that teams are looking to get rid of, or guys that just maybe they've got scouting reports on and the, you know, that they haven't performed, whatever player it is hasn't performed up to snuff,
yeah.
But they feel like once they get him in the building here, you know, particularly that's the case, I think, with pitching quite a bit. I think that was the case with Yusei Kikuchi last year, is once we get him in our building and put him through our car wash, that you'll get a better version of him. And they did.
Yeah.
He was, you know, they couldn't lose his starts last year. When he got here, they would constantly win when they sent him out to the mound.
Yeah, but both teams, though, the Astros and the Mariners, going into the trade deadline, lacked power. And yeah. As of right now, I know we got several hours leading up to the deadline, but as of right now, the Mariners are the ones that got the power. The Astros didn't.
Yeah.
And it does seem like, you know, interesting every year how we hear about this with the Astros, how they don't have the prospects, they don't have the ability to go get somebody.
Yep.
And they figure out a way. So it feels like that could be another one of those years.
Sure. Yeah,
no, or it has to be because
have,
like, where are their prospects?
They have prospects, but it's like they don't have as many as other teams.
Right.
And do you want to empty your farm system further? It depends on the player. It depends on what the trade looks like. Carlos Correa's name's getting thrown around. We'll look at that in just a second. I want to hear a couple more from Nightingale though. Here, the guys on Area 45 last night asked him, "What are the chances?" Dylan Cease is the big name we're hearing about with the Astros right now. Former ace for the White Sox. He's pitching for the Padres now. He's not been great this year, but he would be a big pickup for whoever got him. And again, I think it's a bit of a Kikuchi situation where it's a rental. He's not pitched well, but he gets here, and he might be a guy who starts 8 or 9 games for you down the stretch, and you go 8-1 in his 9 starts or something like that. They feel that way about him. What are the percent chances that the Astros could land Dylan Cease?
What is the real deal with the Astros and Cease? What kind of likelihood do you think there's a deal there?
I'd say maybe it's a 25% chance, 30% chance. It seemed more hot and heavy than it's been. I think the Padres, you know, they don't want to give them away, obviously, because they're trying to get in the playoffs themselves. But, you know, if they get the right, you know, pitcher return, you know, probably a younger pitcher who's under control, you know, they'll do it. But, you know, then if you're the Astros too, you're thinking, wait a minute now. Why are we going to trade if, you know, if the Padres don't think they can win or make the playoffs with that guy? You know, then why are they going to do it? So it's interesting. He's got great stuff. He just seems frustrated there and can't seem to win there.
I don't know, man. It depends. I'm guessing there's other teams that are in on Dylan Cease if he's up on the trade block. And it sounds like, as Nightingale points out there, B. Scott, like, the Padres are still in the race here.
Yeah.
So they're looking
for
something.
That's the part that confuses me.
Yeah, this is – well, the Padres feel like one of those teams, a little like a deluxe version of the Rays, where they're very honest with where they're at, and they're willing to deal – they're willing to buy or sell and straddle the fence. Like,
yeah.
If the sale of Cease – if they're willing to sell Cease, they want to do it in a way that still keeps them in the mix
right. This
year. Hence, they want some current players – back in a deal like that. I don't know. The Cease deal doesn't excite me too much. If for no other reason, I think the Astros have reinforcements coming in the starting rotation right now.
See, that's the big thing, because I would say the Cease deal or a potential trade for Cease would excite me for a number of reasons. First of all, Dylan Cease has been good historically. I know he hasn't been great this year,
yep.
But I've seen the Astros. We have seen the Astros make a lot better of pitchers who are a lot worse than Dylan Cease, right? Like, do things with pitchers and improve their games that were not as good. Like, Dylan Cease was second in Cy Young voting like three years ago or something like that. Like,
yep.
He was a legit ace.
Yeah.
So to me, if you're plunking that guy into, and as a pure rental, plunking that guy into like the middle of your rotation, or that's the third guy starting for you in a playoff series, in a postseason series, sign me up for that. But to your point, and I've been saying this really since well before we got to the trade deadline, they should have enough reinforcement coming pitching-wise at the very least to where they shouldn't have to do this feel a need or desperation to do this, even if it'd be cool if they did it.
Well, if they're going to make a trade, like if they, to me, they're more desperate for bats than they are for arms right
now. No question about it to me.
It's now, along those lines, this Carlos Correa stuff, I mean, Nightingale was at the front of the charge, front of the parade, saying that they're in on, possibly in on Carlos Correa. We just heard that cut coming into the segment that they're calling Minnesota. They've had conversations with Minnesota about Carlos Correa. Correa was actually asked about this yesterday in the clubhouse after the Twins game. Twins are going nowhere right now. They're up on the sale block. They're looking to sell the team. Carlos Correa's salary is 25% of their total payroll right now, and he has not performed up to that this season, at least. He's been very up and down as a Twin. This is his fourth season with the Twins. He's had two good seasons, and now he's in the midst of the second of two bad seasons. It's kind of flipped back and forth. He was an all-star last year. He's been better of late. He's still only 30, 31 years old. So, he, I mean, Carlos has been around forever, and he's still a young player. Here was a little Q&A that Carlos did with the media in or after the game yesterday, talking about the possibility of coming to Houston.
I mean, I get full control, so we'll see how it goes. You know, you listen to the rumors and all that, and I feel like it happens every year, but, yeah, you just got to let it play out.
Yeah, full control, meaning you can decline it in it.
Yes.
If it is Houston that's interested, would you go back?
Well, that's not something that's, I don't think it's serious right now. So we'll see where everything goes. But you know, my goal has always been to be here and win here. And you know, I've been talking to Derek and Rocco, and I'll be ready for the next series. So,
have you ever had to veto a trade before?
No.
Is it frustrating being in the position that you're going to have to talk about, considering where the team is at right now and the position that you guys are in?
No, it's part of the job. It's part of the job and everything that comes with it. You got to embrace and you got to be available. So it's just part of it. You know, one thing that I really...
Well, you know what, Ben? We're good. I don't care how he feels about that part of it.
Shut up, Carlos.
Yeah, I don't care how he feels about the Twins. Could care less about the Twins.
We know.
There's video footage to prove it. Yes, I'm not a big fan of Minnesota.
Epic video footage to prove it.
Go back, July of last year.
You don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I don't know how you feel about Correa. Like this again, this is one of those things where in baseball, when you consider salaries, it doesn't make for great sports talk radio answers if you're being honest with the audience. Would I want Carlos Correa on this baseball team? In a blanket, if contracts didn't exist, if these were just sandlot games.
Right.
Yes, I'd like to have Carlos Correa playing third base for this team next to Jeremy Peña, who hit a home run last night in Sugarland, by the way, should be back soon. I would love that. Do I want Carlos Correa with 3 years at $32 million a year left on his contract? No, I do not. So there's got to be a middle ground. What's the price if they were to make a trade? I'm guessing the prospect price would not be much if the Twins are in salary dump mode.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's assume that we're okay with whatever prospects are prospects. Drew Gilbert just got traded yesterday. Everybody's up in arms when he was part of the Verlander trade 2 years ago. Yeah, if the Twins are willing to pick up like half the salary, like the Mets were with Verlander, sure. Let's roll. Let's do it. We'll find a spot for Carlos Correa the next few years at $18 million a year instead of $32. They offered him $32 million a year back in 2021 in the offseason. And thank God he didn't take it. He hasn't lived up to that amount.
And to be clear, you're talking about half the salary for the remainder of his contract.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, he'd be here 3 more years
yeah,
after.
Yeah, so like not just, you know, half the salary this year, but half the salary period.
Yeah.
Like we don't want to pay Carlos Correa the sticker
right.
price that Minnesota decided to pay him. Because the logic still applies to the reason why you didn't sign him to begin with.
Yeah.
And it seems like you're on the right side of history of that decision, given how things worked out with Jeremy
yes.
Pena and how things have worked out for Carlos Correa being up and down in Minnesota. You feel good enough about that decision already.
Yes.
So absent of this financial compromise that you're talking about, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to do.
Correct.
You know, because I mean, I think you would be conceding, you would concede right now that you're on the right side of that decision. So
no,
far.
I'll put it this way. If he had accepted that 5-year, $160 million contract, back in the offseason after the 2021 season, A, we don't know if the Astros win the World Series in 2022 because the entire world changes after that.
Right.
Pena was the MVP of the ALCS and the World Series that year. But just in a vacuum, Correa's performance, independent of how the team has done, that would not be a contract where you will, if the results had been the exact same in terms of number of games played because he was injured. He finally made the All-Star team again last year, and then he got injured, and he played 86 games. If Correa had signed for 5 years, $132 million, heading into 2022, we would be talking about that thus far as a bad not a bad contract, because the team would probably still be pretty good, but a contract Carlos would not have lived up to the value of that deal. There's a reason the Twins are wanting to dump him. That's what he's been making in Minnesota,
right.
About $30 million a year, and I don't know if they want to dump him, but it sounds like they're taking the phone calls about Carlos Correa. I can tell you right now, if he were an All-Star, then he might be on the block, but he wouldn't be talked about like, well, they got to pick up part of his salary, and we'll probably only have to give up a mid-level prospect. He would be doing a Juan Soto deal where he's getting 7 prospects in return.
Oh, you can hear from the tone of his answers. Like, he handles that really well, and we know Carlos Correa is a professional, not just a baseball, but, like, you know, PR. Like, he presents really well.
Oh, yeah.
But you can hear in the tone of that answer where he starts it with, well, I've got full control.
Yeah.
And it seems like this comes up every year. Like, he's feeling a little bit and understands that there's probably a little bit of, if not buyer's remorse, some, you know, at least on their side, some underachieving on his end on what they were probably expecting when they got Carlos Correa, as good as he is.
Yep.
So, yeah, no, but also to be fair to your kind of the picture that you paint there, you got to provide the context of, okay, well, now you don't have Alex Bregman anymore like you did when Carlos Correa left.
Yeah.
You also don't have Isak Paredes right now like you did, let's say, 2 weeks ago. So, like, that is a part of the equation.
You are in need right now.
It's why he's appealing now as opposed to being appealing as a free agent for the sticker price that he went for in Minnesota.
Correct. All right, we'll do some headlines. The Astros do win yesterday, 9-1 over the Nationals. We'll dig into those results. Some rehab performances in Sugarland that we need to hit because these are significant. It's deadline day as well. We got some NFL news that we'll get to as well. No Texans training camp practice today. We're in studio. We're back out there tomorrow. Stay there. Headlines up next. Payne and Pendergast. B. Scott in for Seth Payne.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.